This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I received a phone call out of the blue. It had a 404 area code, so I knew it was from the CDC. Lo and behold, it was Bill Thompson. He had much to confess.
I'm completely ashamed of what I did. I have great shame now. I was complicit, and I went along with this.
All across the new media. No, wait. No, the mainstream media. Everybody's covering this story. You see it. CNN, Fox News, NBC, ABC. The whistleblower, CDC, blows the lid off of
Robert,
the vaccine.
Robert. Wake up. Are you dreaming? Are you?
Dude.
Back to reality. Back to reality. Come to the light.
Damn it. I just started this show and you already caught me daydreaming.
Sorry.
No, absolutely. Nobody is covering this story. Except the new media, except Natural News, except the Robert Scott Bell Show and a few other sites. What is that story you just heard? Brian Hooker talking on the phone with whistleblower from within the CDC. This guy's a PhD researcher. He's been an apologist. He's been a mainstream good boy for years at CDC, except he revealed that he even attempted to alert Julie Gerberding to the study that was conducted back in 04 that was published that said, look, no link, MMR vaccines, no link to autism whatsoever. Turns out they hid a great deal of the data. Exclusionary criteria added after the fact about birth certificates. We've been covering it all last week. If you're here joining us on the Robert Scott Bell Show, this is a bigger story than the 6.1 earthquake north of San Francisco. In California.
I just heard about that.
By the way,
this morning.
You didn't feel it? You didn't feel it up there in Oregon?
No, although it's a flashback because I was there back in 89 when they had the big Loma Prieta earthquake, the 6.9.
Wow.
And so this is kind of, reminiscent of that situation.
Well, you know, that's the Ring of Fire, as they say. I think it was Johnny Cash that sang about it. Did he sing about the Ring of Fire?
Yeah, he did. I thought that had something to do with hemorrhoids.
Oh, you're right. That was a different kind of ring, kind of fire. Sorry about that. Well, listen, out of my daydream, the fact of the matter is that report, that publication, you know, the admission should be explosive front page news, Drudge Report, Huffington Post, you know, as far as even though the semi-new media is not covering it. Have you seen anything on Drudge yet?
No, I have not.
Nothing on Huffington Post. Sometimes they'll cover something like this and then have their lefty worshippers of science chime in and say, oh, you guys are making it up.
Yeah. Even Fox News, you think Fox News, they're always going after, you know, oh, look at the government, look at the administration,
right?
Look at the whatever.
They're not like touching
that. They're not touching it either.
This is what we used to call the third rail of the American media politics. That is, there are certain things that the mainstream media cannot touch. They cannot cover. And I think number one on that list, I mean, it used to be 9/11. Even they have kind of weakened a little bit. It's like stuff of Building 7 has made it out into the mainstream media a little bit. That's pretty close to a third rail of you can't touch this. who did that song? You can't touch this. That was MC Hammer.
That would be MC Hammer, yeah. Yes.
So this is the MC Hammer litmus test. What can you not touch? You can't touch vaccines causing anything but prevention of deadly diseases. any discussion of deleterious impact of vaccines or vaccine failure is always met with, it's a conspiracy theory, it's just a few people that are disgruntled. Yes, it's true, some children are hurt, or maybe even killed, maybe, but it's one in a million, and don't worry about it, there's nothing to see here, move along. This is one of the most glaring examples of mainstream media suppression of a huge news story. Huge news story. When a whistleblower from within the CDC that was part and parcel party to the very study that he now claims is fraudulent comes out and says, yes, indeed, it was fraudulent. We hid the data. We didn't want anybody to see this. I tried to warn the head of the CDC, and you don't think that's front page news? What are you on? You're probably on an FDA-approved medication if you don't think that's front page news. Or... your economic viability and future depends upon the advertising coming from the FDA-approved manufacturers of these medications to keep you asleep and not aware of what's going on. Now, this is another interesting twist to this story, and we're going to be covering it this week. I don't have all the details, and we can't reach CNN today. We plan to call them. There's something called the CNNI report. Have you heard about these, Superdon? CNNI reports?
I remember when they came out with this, and this was their attempt to kind of reach out and become linked in with citizen journalism. And
right,
allow
right.
Just the average public to just put something up that they think is newsworthy, and then CNN would take a look at it.
Yep. So we have the contact with the person who submitted it. She wishes to remain anonymous at this point, and she's given us some follow-up. She said that she submitted it, and within a short period of time, the I report went viral, was viewed 45,000 times and shared over 14,000 times. And then yesterday morning, it was unceremoniously disappeared, like it was renditioned out of Iraq and into Afghanistan. It was funneled off into Cuba and Guantanamo Bay. It disappeared. And she didn't let that go. She said, hey, what's going on here? This thing went viral. And she talked to the producer of the CNNI report, and she went through the details of the, you know, terms of use agreement, like if they're going to claim that, oh, that violated the terms of use or something. I mean, she walked the producer through the timeline of how Dr. Hooker's, Brian Hooker, our good friend here, he's been on the program, we had him on this past week, how the vaccine information request came to the attention of Dr. Thompson, the CDC whistleblower, Dr. Bill Thompson. Then Dr. Thompson reached out and informed Dr. Hooker of the information that is publicly available and by law required to be made available, the raw data set for each publication through the Freedom of Information Act request. And Dr. Thompson had even said, start with this MMR study. Hooker made the request, analyzed the data, discovered the impact, particularly on African-American boys, which was 2 to 3.4 times more the incidence, the risk of autism, if those children got that shot on time. And the CDC knew it. Thompson knew it. He warned Gerberding, and then suddenly it was shut this guy up. This is now an internal issue. It's like the cops have internal affairs. They go to, what is it called, human resources and say, you better shut this guy up or he's gonna be out of here. And he became a good little Boy Scout from that point forward again until recently, where he became the whistleblower. Now, the CNNs of the world, all the mainstream media outlets have been touting, oh, the CDC has said vaccines don't cause autism. There's no link between Thimerosal. Why? Because of a guy named Thorson. The guy is on the most wanted list from Interpol, scamming the CDC and the American taxpayer out of millions of dollars of funds, involved in, I don't know, 30-something studies. And, this guy is on the most wanted list, and yet they don't question that study.
Well, that's a reliable source. Sure.
Right, exactly. So our whistleblower within the whistleblower, if you say this, on the I report, CNN I report, talked to the producer at CNN, gave her or him Dr. Thompson's lawyer's name and phone number, as well as Dr. Hooker's cell phone. As of now, there is no contact. She said she would contact. There has been no contact with Dr. Hooker at all. Not at all. I mean, you think about this was a major story, but of course, major stories are fine to cover. if it bleeds, it leads, but not if the vaccine industrial complex, the CDC, the FDA are culpable in suppressing information that could point at the danger of vaccines bringing on something like neurological degradation in childhood, autism. They have not done it. Then even though she said, I'm going to call Dr. Hooker immediately, he has not received a call. We'll see if we can reach out to him and find out if anything's happening while we're on the air today.
Right.
And of course, it's going bonkers in a good way in the new media. Twitter feeds, Facebook feeds, blowing up on this subject, including our friend
YouTube
Rob Schneider. No, YouTube is still up.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about the iReport or you're talking about the video now?
Actually, the video is available on YouTube, and I don't know, they didn't determine it violated any terms of service on YouTube yet.
Yes,
CNN,
that's a different story, though. The video on YouTube and the Vimeo stuff, that is what Andrew Wakefield put together. Actually, you can hear and see Dr. Hooker. That's where we got the audio from to open the show today, thanks, Superdon. That video has been removed not from any site on CNN because it was never put up there. But the reality here is that CNN is not honoring its, what do they call, the iReport agreement, you know, when you submit something. There was no violation of anything, yet they pulled it down without explanation at this point. And we're going to be covering up, covering this story or uncovering it, as I said, over the next few days. But as I want to say, Rob Schneider, good guy that he is, has been tweeting this out, blasting it out to his many followers. That's a celebrity doing good work for a good reason. And so we're going to, again, if you know anything more about this, give us a call. We're on the air 2 hours here Sunday and Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Here, 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the links are up at robertscadbell.com, robertscadbell.com. And my goodness, this is where it gets patently obvious. For those who are not on board yet or new to the Robert Scott Bell Show or new to the new media, when we claim censorship within the mainstream media of major stories like this, here is the latest glaring example. This could bring the vaccine house of cards crashing down. But as we talked about with my good friend and author of Official Stories, Liam Sheff, on Friday, we're not holding our breath because there is a massive chemical suppression of the American media and the people who watch it. Their ability to think has been severely compromised. Their ability to ask questions severely compromised. Why? We'll talk about that in a little while. Hey, we've got some big cannabis stories. There's a big cannabis conference coming up in Denver for medical professionals we want to reveal to you. Also, false positives on breast cancer could lead to real breast cancer. Why? We'll have to answer that as well. And do you have a headache? We've got the causes and the cures today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell your friends. Call us now, 866-939-2355. Back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing looking for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Story up at thetruthofbarrier.com. Our good friend Celia Farber wrote about the CNN complicity and media blackout of CDC MMR vaccine whistleblower, the suppression of information in the mainstream media. That's why they don't look to the mainstream media to provide that which you know to already be factually correct or true to cover it. Please cover it! No, they're not going to do it unless they are shamed into doing so, or they've lost so much of readership or listenership or viewership that they've got no choice. They're going to go kicking and screaming into this story. You might be able to make them cover it with the outrage that we're showing here, and you could too. But, you know, we're not holding our breath here. But we're going to continue to cover this story, obviously. So thank you to everybody stepping up and letting everybody know. Tell your neighbors, at least. Tell your friends, your loved ones. Warn them. The whistleblower has spoken. Brian Hooker has done an incredible job. Andy Wakefield out there putting the videos out. There'll be more coming. But I mentioned the chemical blackout, the chemical blackout of the American people. Done through FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. This is kind of a weird story. It's on CNN. Wow, they'll cover this, Superman, but they won't talk about whistleblowers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny because you can look at you know, stuff. Like, if you go to CNN right now and you look at the latest headlines on CNN, mm-hmm. We've got a boa bites Nicki Minaj dancer.
What?
Okay, yeah.
That a feather boa? How does a feather boa bite a dancer?
I believe that would be a snake. You know, we'll cover that or three people wounded at Chris Brown party, but not CDC whistleblower. Yeah.
No, not something that could affect millions of children around the world. No, we won't want to cover that. We're CNN. This is CNN. We cover nothing. The Cover Nothing Network. Nothing
hey, there
importance.
You go.
How about that? All right, the DEA tightens rules on hydrocodone combination pills. So the very FDA pills that are approved to reduce your pain and cause you to become addicted, liver toxic, and die, they're now going, hey, maybe we should tighten rules on this. We'll go from a Schedule 3, which is barely on the schedule, to a Schedule 2. right? Stepping it up, saying, hey, maybe this is more dangerous. Maybe it's more likely to be addictive. And, well, maybe it shouldn't be used everywhere, right? Hydrocodone, the opioids, they combine with acetaminophen to kill your liver. And now they want to take it from a 3 to a 2. But where is the news of the DEA going, hey, you know, we looked into this cannabis stuff. It's a Schedule 1, which says there's no medicinal use at all. It's highly addictive. It's very dangerous. None of that happens to be true, but, you know, we'll keep it a Schedule 1. There's no movement from 1 to 2 to 3, or just pull it off the frickin' schedule. But we can't do that. Why? Because that threatens the FDA's regulatory industry, the industry it regulates, Big Pharma. Big Pharma is big fear. It is right now in big fear over this issue of you choosing a plant that God created over the synthetic, toxic, addictive substances that can kill you that man created through organic chemistry. The chemical erector sets set to put you 6 feet under if you go that way. And here we've got hydrocodone going, well, maybe it's not so good. Well, okay, we can acknowledge that from a 3 to a 2. But where's the reference point to the Schedule 1 of cannabis? Am I making any sense here?
Yeah, it would be nice to see that this is a two-way street, you know. But listen, can we criticize them for making it a Schedule 2 instead of a Schedule 3? No. I mean, at least that makes a little bit of sense because, you know, as this article starts off here on CNN, a very important statistic that I like to quote quite often, one person dies every 19 minutes from a prescription drug overdose in the United States. Yeah, you know, it is a problem. And so for them to take it from Schedule 3 to Schedule 2, I mean, look, it's a good thing. I mean, if there's anything we can do to try and make it harder for people to, you know, get a hold of these things, then, you know, I think that's good. And it's at least it's objective. You know, when you look at what they're doing with cannabis, you know.
Some semblance of sense. But, of course, we look at the federal government as something that is far out. Overstate its welcome into places it doesn't belong constitutionally, and that is in the, for instance, the banning of a plant, in this case, cannabis.
Right.
That is doing wonders. If anybody is going to say anything about what it does or doesn't do, you know, if there's controversy, I don't think that anybody can legitimately say it doesn't reduce pain. That is so validated, and not only clinically and anecdotally, but literally in the scientific annals around the world, they know that these cannabinoids are pain reducers, and they're even more appropriate than opiates because it's not about blocking receptors. It's modulating. It's informational. It's transforming. It's reducing inflammation. I mean, there's amazing things that plant does, but they are continuing to say it has no medical purpose on the federal level. And I want the feds to keep out. In fact, it doesn't matter to me if they never change it from Schedule 1 because that means they're going to be overrun by the states nullifying anti-cannabis laws on the federal level because they are unconstitutional. Go 10th Amendment! Go 10th Amendment Center. Hey, we'll be back talking about a medical conference in Denver, the first of its kind for the medical professionals on the use of cannabis. Stick around for that. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive.
Smash man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, we got more revealing information on the CNN iReport censorship, censoring the CDC's MMR autism vaccine link whistleblower, and stories related to it. I just published a new article by John Rappaport at robertscottbell.com. Super Don is blasting it out through Twitter, Facebook, etc. Check it out. You'll see why we're talking about that and the suppression, like you said, last segment of the bizarre behavior of the federal government, the federal regulators, DEA going, well, maybe this hydrocodone stuff's not so good. We'll move it from a Schedule 3 to a Schedule 2, which restricts it more, which says it may not be as safe or effective for what it's used for, and yet completely ignoring that plant, that humble, lovable plant that God created, cannabis. Cannabis or hemp, depending on how you're looking at it. Of course, marijuana, that's a term that was designed as a slang term to kind of make it more dangerous and scary sounding to the gringo, to the white man in America, saying, oh my gosh, that's from Mexico. We don't want any of that. And, you know, that's how they played it for decades. And they're still doing it. That's why I understand why people use the term marijuana, because it's a colloquial. It's everywhere. You know, it's already out there. But I just want to be conscious about our use of the word as well when we do it, when we bring on guests to talk about it. Of course, when you speak of something medical, in our book, we talk about with Ty Bollinger, Unlock the Power to Heal, the final chapter. We call it Cannabis Cures, Heavenly Hemp, and medical marijuana. We love alliterations, and people like alliterations. It makes it go. It makes it flow. So medical marijuana does flow right off the tongue when you say it, and so that, I think, is why it's very popular in a vernacular sense. And there are conferences. Super Don, you and I were at the medical marijuana conference. Actually, it wasn't just medical. It was just
the cannabis conference.
The cannabis conference. Yeah. That was like the big party, evidently. We were there in Denver for 420.
Oh, you're talking about Cannabis Cup.
That is the Cannabis Cup, yes.
The Cannabis Cup, that's right.
But there's another conference coming up that I want my listeners to know about, because we have a lot of medical doctors, nurses, holistic and medical professionals that listen to the show. And maybe you're wanting to plug into the science of cannabis. It looks like this is going to be party central once again. De-emphasis on the party side, but more emphasis on the medical side. At the Sherman Street Event Center in Denver, Colorado, September 9th through 11th, called the Marijuana for Medical Professionals Conference. And joining us right now to reveal more about what's going on there is Sarara Korva. She's with that organization or group putting it on, Marijuana for Medical Professionals. Sarara, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you for reaching out to us, because it's an important part of what we do here to bring that plant back into appropriate use medicinally for those most in need, perhaps to reduce or eliminate totally the reliance on these pharmaceutical synthetic drugs that are causing more harm than good. Even the acknowledgement of taking a synthetic form of marijuana called Marinol, and suddenly you have untold side effects that didn't exist in the plant before, which was doing just fine before man screwed it up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, Sarara, tell me, is this kind of what's going to be going on at this event? I mean, what is the focus point here? Why should doctors attend?
Well, we've got 28 speakers over the course of 3 days, and these are the people that have been in this medicine studying it for decades, some of them, most of them actually, and have done research all over the world. We've got a couple keynote speakers that are just kind of the old figureheads in the industry. We've got Dr. Raphael Meshulam in Israel, who is considered the grandfather of modern marijuana. He's the man that isolated and discovered THC and CBD in the 60s. So he's really revered by everybody for his knowledge and what he's taught the rest of the world. And we've got another fellow named Dr. Lester Grinspoon, an emeritus professor from Harvard, who will be also speaking. Meshulam and Harvard and Grinspoon will be speaking via Skype, because neither of them can travel at this point. But other than that, everybody's going to be live and in person. We've got an oncology specialist, a man named Dr. Donald Abrams, and you'll see him in many of the documentaries that are out about the medicine. So he's real big in oncology. We've got Margaret Getty, who, if any of you have seen the program Weed that Sanjay Gupta put on CNN, Margaret Getty is the doctor that worked with the pediatric epilepsy, the children. So she'll be speaking about that. We've got Dr. William Courtney speaking about raw cannabis juicing. We've got Martin Lee, who is the best-selling author of a book about CBD medicine. He'll be speaking about CBD versus the whole using THC, and that'll all be discussed too. The Jeffrey Hergen, rather, an MD, will be speaking about geriatrics and the GI system. Those are some of our really big name people that are speaking, and Dr. David Bierman. So these are really well known and well documented.
Well, these are very, very serious. Yeah, very serious researchers. I was getting the wind of as I was looking at this, the panels of groups and the docs that are presenting here. And interestingly enough, for those in the medical community, they require these CMEs, other forms of doctors require CE units, things like that. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're accredited in that way so that the doctors in attendance and nurses even in attendance can fulfill some of those annual requirements by attending this conference.
Exactly. We're offering up to 17 and a half hours, which is a gigantic amount of credit hours for people. And it's very well priced for all those CEUs as well. We've got three-day passes, and we've got one-day passes. So if a person can't quite make it at this late stage in the game for the full 3 days, they can choose which day is most applicable to their interest and just come for that day. We've also got a couple mock dispensaries that are going to be there, so the medical professionals who have actually never really seen the medicine can see it without actually having to go to a dispensary. So it's really designed to allow the doctors to know what's going on, particularly in Colorado and Washington State and soon to be Oregon. There's with the full legalization, there are lots and lots and lots of people that are using this medicine, and their doctors don't know anything about it. So in order for a doctor to provide complete quality care for their patients, it's very wise for them to understand what this medicine is that their patients are taking.
Well, so I would agree wholeheartedly. Now, is this the first time this is being held? Obviously, this is the first year Colorado has fully legalized all aspects of the plant for use, and of course the doctors are just now coming into the waves going, hey, we need to look at this as well, and this looks right. Like a real legitimate opportunity for the medical professionals to tap into it. Is this the first year for this conference?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and what kind of costs are involved? I know anytime you offer CMEs, there's a cost associated with that, but how does it rate in reasonableness for the medical professional to attend?
It's like a steal.
Okay.
It's $695 for the 3 days and the 17 and a half credit hours. Really, really good price. And if they want the one-day pass, it's $285, and they'd get the CMEs or CEUs for that day, whatever was done on that day. So.
Well, that's pretty sensational. I would love to be able to connect with some of the doctors that are presenting at the event prior to it, if you can outreach for us. Super Don can stay in touch with you, and we can kind of sneak preview some of the doctors that are speaking there.
You know, one of the people that are on here, we've actually had her on the show, is Marilyn Mathery from Patients Out of Time.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
we had her on just, a month or two ago, and she's fantastic.
Sure. Sure.
Well, their Patients Out of Time is just brilliant. She's kind of the beginning of all of this. She and Al Byrne with Patients Out of Time, they have been doing CME classes for every other year for the last maybe 12 years, and a lot of our speakers are people that have come from their group as well. But Patients Out of Time sure has done a beautiful job with helping doctors to get educated. So we're just kind of following on the heels of that and expanding upon it.
Wow, beautifully done. I'm just thrilled that this is going on. I'm sure there will be more of them. But for those of you really wanting to plug in a hurry, don't want to wait a year, two, or three before you're knowing how to do this. And, of course, every state now is on the road just about to nullifying federal restrictions on the use of this plant. And I think it will open up the eyes of the medical community. As I've said so many times before, if they lied to us about the use of this plant, what other plants on planet Earth have we been lied to about in defense of a synthetic chemistry perspective on suppressing disease and creating 10 to 20 other diseases with each new drug that's given? So it sounds like these doctors have embraced the use of this plant in a way that is beneficial and non-addictive and non-toxic.
Yes, and it's also understood within this community that this is whole plant medicine. When you talked about Marinol earlier and the side effects, the reason for that is because it's just an isolate and a synthetic isolate at that. So when you take this whole plant medicine and you distill it, extract it, make it into concentrates, give it different forms for different applications, it can be useful to so many different symptoms and conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm really thrilled about this program that you put out there. We've got it linked up in the show notes. This is September 9th through 11th, 2014. That's this year, coming up very soon at Sherman Street Event Center in Denver, Colorado. Marijuana for Medical Professionals. Again, we like the term cannabis, as I'd express why and why we reference it, but I do understand the term marijuana is now in such wide use that it's hard to pull back from it. But
exactly.
This is something that's going to happen. We've got it linked, mmjfordoctors.com, mmjfordoctors.com. And, Sarara,
mmjformds.com.
That's another one, because I've got it linked up at this one, and it opens up just fine.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, I guess sometimes they do a number of different ones that seem to be able to catch them, so that one works as well.
Okay, great.
So we got you covered. Is there a phone number to call if people want questions answered or an email we could give out?
Oh, absolutely. For questions, call 720-588-3737. That's 720-588-3737.
Mm-hmm. And I see the email mmjfordoctors@gmail.com. mmjfordoctors@gmail.com. Sarara, thank you for joining us. I wish we could attend the conference, but at the very least, we'll let everybody know about it. Let us know if we can talk to some of the doctors as well. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time as well.
You got it. Hey, why did I call Americans stupid last week on the air? Somebody wants to know. Somebody wants a little more clarification of that. Should we give them that? I'm so rude. Why am I? Oh, I'm in talk radio?
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of
filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
All right, in the show notes, 6 days a week, you'll also find questions, comments of the day coming in through the website or when you call us when we're not on the air at 866-939-2355. And I did get a comment of the day. I don't think this was a question, or maybe it's just a suggestion helping me out on these things that I say occasionally on the air. This one comes from Steve. This one comes from Steve. He says, RSB, you used the phrase stupid Americans in your conversation with TMB last week on Outside the Box Wednesday. I'm a meanie? No, I think I was being reasonable.
It's all about context.
It's all context. That's true. Steve goes on. Due to all the fluoride and pharmaceuticals in the public water supply, perhaps a better term would be stupored Americans. Stupored.
Oh.
And listen, that's kind of where I was going, because I kind of said this was a chemically induced stupidity. So you could also say a chemically induced stupor, so to speak. So Steve is right to be more, let's say, accurate to what I was trying to say. And the thing is about stupidity, it used to be a medical term. If you were stupid, it wasn't just like a derogatory slang, oh, you're being so stupid. It actually meant that you couldn't learn. You were unable to learn. There was some kind of mental deficit that could not be repaired. And so it isn't totally accurate to say Americans are stupid, because I believe in most cases, not all, most cases, it is reparable. Why and how? Why? Because as we recognize, as Steve does, that it's chemically induced, the how becomes how do you remove the chemicals, like the fluoride, like the chlorine, like the SSRIs, the fluoride-related drugs that are taking us out of the cognitive life chain, so to speak. And in that way, yes, we can undo the stupidity of America. And that is why those of you who are more closely aligned with my orthorexic viewpoint of food probably are better able to hear this message, see it for what it is, and then act on it appropriately and clean up your act and detoxify your body and your kids as well.
if not for now, then for future generations. And so that's a big part of this overcoming the stupid American comment that I made. That there is an ability to overcome our collective stupidity if we detoxify, if you detoxify, as I have detoxified, and I continue to detoxify, because it isn't just a one-off scenario. Oh, wait, now I'm smart again. I did a little detox. I'm good. No, it's an ongoing thing. I mean, it took me how many years to get here to this point? And I'm not to say that I could never be duped at this point either. But we're pretty much seeing the language of the Matrix in real time here. As our good friend John Rappaport has done and written about at robertschadbell.com. You can see the article. It's linked up. Also, we just got a new infographic. If you really want to understand and communicate the censorship issue of the CNN iReport, you know, based on the MMR autism link, the CDC whistleblower Bill Thompson telling Brian Hooker. And there's a great infographic. Liam just, we submitted it. We've got it on the show, in the show notes today. We also have embedded it into John Rappaport's article. The CNN iReport user posted the blog about the CDC vaccine autism cover-up. And then in this story, Bill Thompson admitted from CDC a 340% increase in autism for boys injected, particularly black kids, boys, injected with the MMR shot on time. Versus delaying it. A third major point here, report gets over 49,000 hits, 14,000 shares. I think it was up to 17,000 shares from what I see. CNN takes the report down, claims it violates guidelines. Does it? CNN
no, they
producer...
actually go back and say, oh, no, that was a mistake. You know, it doesn't really violate. But, you know, we're just looking into it and we want to vet the information. And they
vet the information. Yeah, and therefore, the person who submitted it went in to the CNN reporter and said, okay, you want to vet it, verify it? And they said they didn't even use the word vet because people don't understand the word vet. They would validate it, right? Verify it. The CNN producer claims that she would call the sources like Dr. Brian Hooker, the lawyer for Dr. Thompson, Bill Thompson. The producer didn't contact them as far as we know. We've got more requests out for that. And the report is censored. It disappears from CNN. Again, when we claim, like Alex Jones has been saying for years, that there is conspiracy in the media to suppress certain information. There it is. In real time, it happened this week. And we were here to watch it every step of the way, and we're not going to let it go. I don't want you to let it go either. But something else you can let go, and we'll play that song later on in the show. You definitely, especially the 10-year-old kids that like to listen to the show, you're going to love the music next hour. Headaches, do you have one? Have you had a migraine? We'll talk about the causes and cures. Mammography, false positives, does it lead to cancer? Interesting stuff. Stick with us, the Robert Scott Bell Show continues because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.